so listen, I have in front of me a bunch of television sets. That's what I do. I got a bunch of television sets. So I'm always kind of monitoring what is going on, rather it's Fox or rather it's CNN or it's HLN, whatever, constantly. And something, and it's interesting because I haven't seen it discussed. MSNBC, not one iota. Not one iota. Yesterday, and again, you have to understand. You have to understand. Okay? All the media is state-run. Every aspect, with the exception of literally a handful. Literally a handful. And little tiny BS websites that go after Democrats and expose liberals for what they are. That doesn't count, okay? You can't point to, you know, all these one-man operation websites and say, what are you talking about? No. Okay? In my hand. It literally, in my hand, fits the conservative media. And I'm not going to go through the explanation of why Fox does not qualify. I'm not going to go through it. Maybe we'll do a recap tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a recap Monday. But we're not going to do one right now. Okay, we're not going to do a breakdown right now. Instead, we're going to talk about Iran, okay? Because right now on MSNBC, on CNN, HLN, CNBC, the only thing they're talking about is Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. They're not talking about what the Iranians did yesterday. Why? Because it basically tells the American people that this president and his advisors, whether it's John Kerry or Valerie Jarrett, whoever, deep down inside, do not like this country. That's why yesterday we said, is nationalism the new conservatism? Is nationalism the new conservatism? And you have to look to the left. You have to look to the left. You have to look to this administration and how they literally treat this country. How they literally spit in the faces of every American that lives in this country. And then you say, yes, yes, when the left has such hatred for their own country, you have to say, yes, nationalism is now taking the place of conservatism because the left despises its own country. So yesterday, now remember, our American soldiers were taken hostage. Okay? Remember that. About 2-3 weeks ago, our American soldiers, we had about 10 of them, were taken hostage. They were on a boat, drifted into Iranian waters. But the word is coming out that their GPS was possibly jammed. I mean, listen, this was planned. I was going to say it's looking like, no, this was planned, okay? This was planned. The Iranians are laughing at us. They literally are, they've been laughing at us, okay? They are laughing at us. They made this deal, which is a horrible deal. I mean, come on. Come on. When you listen to a leftist talk about normalizing relations and what's the option going to war and... Listen, we have never been this weak. We have never been this weak as a nation. Never. We never have. We make this deal with Iran. We give them billions and billions of dollars so that they won't develop nuclear weapons for a few years. I mean, think about that. Hey, we'll give you billions of dollars. We know you chant death to America. We know you support terror, whether it's Hezbollah or what other crazy group that wants to kill the infidel. We know that you are developing weapons. We know you've developed weapons. We know you continue to develop missiles, rockets, and other forms of long-range destruction. We know all of this. But instead of militarily bomb... You remember the first Gulf War? Remember the first Gulf War? Hell, you remember the Iraq War? Remember the video we would see of our fighter pilots lighting the sky up? Remember lighting Baghdad up? You know how easy, you know how easy that would be? To hit Iran? You know how, and do you realize Iran would never, ever do what they did, what they're doing? what they continue to do. Again. You know, dropping a few bombs on Japan sure to keep them in line. So Iran gets all this money. They get sanctions lifted on them. So now people could do business with them. We give them a slew of criminals. Remember, we did a prisoner swap. They were holding innocent Americans. A journalist, for heaven's sake. And we gave them criminals. We gave them Iranians that were convicted of crimes. We didn't just go to the Grove in Los Angeles and find Iranians. We didn't go to carpet stores and find Iranians. We didn't go to Beverly Hills in an antique shop and find Iranians and say, we're going to put you in jail. No, I don't want a carpet. I want to put you in jail. For what? Just for having crappy carpet. For bringing us the Shaws of Sunset, okay? That's why we're putting you in jail. We didn't do that, but they did that to us. They did that to us. They did that to us. We put Iranians in jail who are breaking the law. And at the end of the day, we gave them all of these criminals, and they gave us five innocent Americans that they had been holding hostage. Again, we bent over and they stuck it in. Money. Criminals. These are things that get money. Criminals. Commerce. So all of this goes down. And we have an American boat. It's not even a ship. It's a tiny boat. Their GPS gets jammed. It drifts in Iranian waters. The Iranians take our soldiers prisoner. They videotape the process. Our soldiers are on their knees. Their hands are over their head, clasped behind their head. Guns are on them. You hear liberals that defend this by saying, well, they didn't have guns to their heads. Listen. Off the sight of the camera, there were guns pointed at our soldier's head. These soldiers were then put in a room. The woman soldier was forced to wear the hijab. They were forced to do a confession. One soldier had to sit there and say, we are wrong. The Iranians treated us well. It was our mistake. We're terribly sorry. That video was then broadcasted. It was broadcasted. That video was broadcasted on Iranian state TV. It was put out the YouTube. It was broadcasted to humiliate America. It was broadcasted to humiliate America. And then a day later, our soldiers were released. This video was broadcasted to humiliate America. It was so all these countries could sit there and laugh. And that's what they did. They sat there and went, wow. America invented the word bully. They invented the word bully. And here they are being bullied by Iran. America gives Iran all of these things. It's all about Iran giving up their nuclear program. And America said, we'll give you money. We'll lift sanctions. We will do all, we'll give you your criminals. We will do all these things. Not, hey, Iran, here's what you're going to do. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You're going to do A, B, and C, because if you don't, we're going to light your sky up. We're going to light your sky up. And when people say, yeah, but Iran has deals with Russia, and that's what makes it a delicate situation. Listen, it's only a delicate situation with Russia because we don't have a relationship with Russia. We used to have a relationship with Russia, but we don't. Reagan knew. Hell, even Clinton knew. Even Bush kind of knew. Russia is our equal as far as military might. And if we have Russia in our pocket, we don't ever have to worry about Russia sticking up for an Iran or some other country, because Russia will say my relationship with the United States is far more important than my relationship with Iran. No. Again, this president, this administration have been incompetent when it comes to foreign policy. Hillary Clinton, incompetent as it pertains to foreign policy. And they don't like this country. That is a fact. But Iran should have been dealt with under the threat of lighting their sky up. End of story. End of story. But no. We give in to Iran. We give them all of these things. They take our prisoners hostage. They videotape it. They broadcast it to the world. We're a laughing stock. They give us back our prisoners. And then John Kerry, you got to listen. And I have this clip somewhere because I was going to play it. I was going to play it when I talked about this situation before, but we didn't get around to it. So after we get our soldiers back, John Kerry does a press conference, and this is what he says. I want you to listen. I know some of you that listen to this show are going, Rob, we've heard some of this before. Wait a minute, because there's a huge, huge, huge punchline. So hold on. So here is Kerry after we got our soldiers back. Listen to Kerry.
I want to underscore how pleased I am that our sailors were safely returned into United States hands this morning. I also want to thank the Iranian authorities for their cooperation and quick response. These are always situations which, as everybody here knows, have an ability, if not properly guided, to get out of control. And I'm appreciative for the quick and appropriate response of the Iranian authorities. All indications suggest or tell us that our sailors were well taken care of, provided with blankets and food, and assisted with their return to the fleet earlier today. And I think we can all imagine how a similar situation might have played out 3 or 4 years ago. And in fact, it is clear that today this kind of issue was able to be peacefully resolved and efficiently resolved, and that is a testament to the critical role that diplomacy plays in keeping our country safe, secure, and strong.
All right, so you heard that, right? He's thanking Iran for giving our soldiers back after Iran jams their GPS. They go off course, and they're held hostage for 30-some-odd hours. And remember, this is all after we gave Iran billions of dollars, agreed to lift sanctions, agreed to have other people do business with them, agreed to not light their sky up. So after we do all of this, Iran goes and takes our soldiers hostage. And John Kerry apologizes. Look, he's thanking them. He's basically apologizing. I want to thank the Iranians for returning our soldiers. They had blankets. What could have happened? This could have escalated to what? What could have escalated to? Lighting their sky up? I mean, just think about where we were 8 years ago. Think about where we were 10 years ago. You know, when we sit here and say President Obama has transformed this country. He has done more horrible, just horrible things to that. He has just taken us in a different direction. When we say that, you have people on the left go, oh, why? Because there's gay marriage. Is that what you're saying? Is it that there's gay marriage? It's like, what are you talking? Really? That's what's on your mind? Homosexual acts? No. No. How about the fact that we are thanking a regime for giving us back our soldiers that they stole, that they kidnapped after we gave them billions of dollars? We gave them a new life. And after we did that, they went and captured, humiliated, a video. That's what we're talking about as far as transforming this country. changing this country. Gay marriage? That's on the bottom link, okay? Illegal immigration, that's on those things. When you talk about transforming this country, the biggest thing is our weakness. Our biggest thing is the fact that somebody like Iran can kidnap our soldiers after we've done everything to accommodate them. And when we get our soldiers back, our leaders, our Secretary of State, thanks Iran. Thanks them and apologizes. That's the transformation. That's the number one issue. That's the number one issue. Now, here's the punchline. And normally a punchline is for a joke, for a funny, a ha-ha. And this isn't funny, ha-ha, but it's the punchline of this tragedy. And of course, I haven't seen it on MSNBC, and I haven't seen it on CNN. And these two television have been on for the last 4 hours, trying to hide this. Fox has shown it, but they're preaching to the choir. But this type of video could actually get liberals upset, or at least enough liberals that could switch them to a nationalist position. And cast a vote for Trump to become president. And that's why you see some liberals, well, all liberals, but some of them are actually starting to really panic. There's still millions that dismiss Trump, but there's actually a few that are starting to panic, because they know that this country is pretty much evenly divided. They know that this country is pretty much evenly divided, and they know that it doesn't matter if there's Republicans that don't like Trump. Just like there's Republicans that didn't like Mitt Romney, there's Republicans that didn't like John McCain. But ultimately, once there's a candidate on either side, the people that are Republican vote for that Republican candidate. The people that are Democrats vote for that candidate on that side. And then it's all about getting those 5 or 6 million voters from either side that isn't completely cemented in to the ideology, so to speak, of either party. And some of those people, some of those really smart, I know smart and liberal and the same thing, some of those smart liberals are starting to panic. And that's why you won't see this video broadcasting on MSNBC and CNN on a 24-hour loop. Because it's the type of stuff that takes that 5, 6, 7, 8 million and converts them. Listen, I was converted. I used to be a bleeding heart liberal. I always had that conservatism in me. But nobody was able to bring it out. But Trump did. Like I said, nationalism is the new conservatism. Conservatism used to always be wrapped in the Bible. It's not like that anymore. It is not like that anymore. And the more you hear the John Kerrys apologizing thanking countries who do bad, who put us in danger, our soldiers in danger. And when John Kerry thanks them, you sit there and say, they hate America. And that's why you're not going to see this video. And the video I'm talking about was just posted by Iranian State TV. And that's of one of our soldiers crying. It makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. Remember, most of our soldiers are young. And most of our soldiers watch television, read the newspaper. You know, our soldiers aren't dummies. They know what goes on in the Middle East. They know what could happen as far as being taken a prisoner, having your head cut off. You don't think our soldiers have seen videos of pilots being burned alive in cages? You don't think our soldiers have seen people like James Foley getting their head sawed off? You don't think our soldiers know? You don't think our soldiers know what could happen? That's in the back of every single one of their minds. Our women soldier, our woman soldier, she's sitting there thinking, wow, am I going to be gang raped? Are these 50 or 60 Muslims going to gang rape me? And while they're gang raping me, they cut my throat slowly so I die from loss of blood while I'm being raped? You don't think this goes through the heads of our soldiers? Of course it does. And there's Iran filming our soldiers crying. Crying. The images of our soldiers hysterically crying, it makes me nauseous, makes me sick. And that was broadcasted on Iranian state TV. The Ayatollah tweeted this. So it wasn't some rogue soldier, the leader of the nation, the leader of that country. The leader, the person that we gave billions of dollars to. The person that we said, hey, we're not going to light your sky up. Nah, what can we do for you? What can we do for you? What can we do for this rogue nation? What can we? Oh, okay. What can we do for you? That leader posts pictures, video, of our soldiers crying. CNN's not playing it. MSNBC's not playing it. You want to know what CNN's playing instead? On a constant loop? Video of Johnny Depp doing a parody of Donald Trump. That's what we get. That's what we get. That's what we get from state-run TV. Why? Because they know that if they show what Iran did to our soldiers, not 5, 6, or 7 million votes go from the Dem column to the Republican column, but 10, 15, 20 million votes. This grassroots conservatism, it's not about that. It's about nationalism. And when our soldiers are being humiliated, and that humiliation is broadcasted on television by a regime that we just gave billions of dollars to, and our Secretary of State is thanking them, talking about the conversion of a lot of people. A lot of people. The only place you could see that video is here and there on Fox. Sure, you could find it on YouTube. But George Stephanopoulos is not playing it on ABC. The Today Show is not playing it. Brooke Baldwin is not playing it. Wolf Blitzer is not playing it. Andrea Mitchell is not playing it. None of them are playing the video of our soldiers crying that Iran is blasting to the world. So if all these countries, all of these rogue organizations, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, if all of these people weren't laughing at us before, weren't laughing at how weak we are before, what the hell do you think they're thinking now? Now they're sitting there watching the broadcasting of our soldiers crying hysterically, sobbing. That's what we're talking about when it comes to transforming this country. You're insane if you think it's, oh, gay marriage. You guys are just upset because gay people can marry. You're just upset. I'm not upset. I'll give you a bottle of Vaseline. Go have fun. I'm upset because we give Iran billions of dollars. They kidnap our soldiers. They videotape them apologizing. They videotape them crying. And they broadcast it across the world and say, look at these stupid, sorry Americans. Look what we do to their military. And they pay us. They pay us. That's transforming America. And if you go to CNN right now, all you'll see is Johnny Depp, Donald Trump. Because of this scumbag network, of Jeff Zucker, this scumbag. If he actually showed our soldiers being humiliated, he knows what would happen. He knows what would happen. Millions and millions and millions of people would flock to Trump. It's about nationalism. Conservatism is dead.